As Jesus moves on in the Lord's Prayer, he takes us from "Hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done," to "give us this day our daily bread." And it seems like Jesus is taking us from the sublime to the mundane, from the spiritual to the carnal, from great things we must pray for to something relatively unimportant that we are permitted to pray for. But this is just another area where our thoughts are not God's thoughts. After all, it is we, not God, who have divided up the world into spiritual and physical. It is we, not God, who bemoan our physical needs and dependence. God is the one who created us not only to live by every word that proceeds from his mouth, but also to need daily bread. And this reference by Jesus to daily bread harkens back to God's giving of the manna in the desert. And of course, he gave more than manna. He also gave water from the rock. He gave them clothes which did not wear out. He gave them feet which did not swell. In other words, he gave them good health. He put his people in a situation of obvious dependence, and then he hovered over them to give them their needs in a daily, miraculous way. The people did not appreciate that, for they did not understand what God was doing. He explained later in Deuteronomy that he was humbling them to test them to see what was in their hearts, and also to teach them, as a father teaches a son, that man shall not live by bread alone, but also by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. He was teaching them their true state, which is they're absolutely dependent on God for everything, for every bite of bread, for every swallow of water, for health, for clothing, for everything. He later would take them into the land of Canaan, and we're told that as soon as they came into the land of Canaan and ate of the fruit, that the manna stopped. Now, what is God doing here? Is he now making his people independent? No, when they come into their land, they're just as dependent as they ever were for every bite of bread. But he is growing them up. He is bringing them to maturity. Now he takes them from a state where they're like little children, where he is literally handing them every mouth of bread in an obvious way, to maturity where they will work, and he will bless their work, and therefore he gives them the power to gain wealth. But he warns them. He says, you're going to be tempted when you come in and you have houses you didn't build and vineyards you didn't plant and all sorts of wealth. You're going to be tempted to say that it is my wisdom and my might that have gotten this wealth, when in fact you are just as dependent as you ever were. Now, when we want to be spiritually minded, we tend to assume without thinking that our dependence on God is something that came about with the fall, as though we could have been good deists before the fall, and then we had to become Christians afterwards because we fell into sin. It is not so. Adam and Eve were just as dependent as we are. Had there been no fall, we would be just as dependent today as we are, in fact, in a fallen world. We think our dependence is somehow some kind of deplorable state or less than a good thing. God does not. He created us to be dependent as sons and daughters. He wanted us to receive his blessings. He wanted us to give him gratitude. In this way, he wanted us to grow up to reflect his character. So dependence is not some kind of second-rate state. We were created to be that way from the beginning. God glories in our dependence as his children. He wants us to come to him with our needs. And so this is not some kind of a petition which has been allowed onto the bus but needs to sit in the back of the bus. You notice that God puts it right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. Because the fact of the matter is, if we do not have daily bread from God, if we do not have our physical and other needs met by God, then we aren't going to be doing anything else, including kingdom work, for very long. So God glories in our dependence. He wants us also to glory in it. Our first parents were just as dependent as we are. So our complete dependence on God, spiritually and physically, is a function of our being his sons and daughters. It is not a result of the fall. Indeed, sin came into the world when man sought to be independent of God. This is just another way in which Jesus, by putting his prayer into our mouths, is changing us, and through us, changing the world.